God. And we just thank the Lord for you, Ella. I want you to come and do what God have you to do.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Am I on? Okay. Praise the Lord. Please have a seat. Amen. Wonderful to see everyone here tonight. God is good, isn't he?
Yes,
and all the time he's good. Amen. He does deserve the glory, doesn't he?
Yes.
And the honor. All of it,
yes.
The power,
yes.
The majesty,
yes.
Dominion,
yes.
Might,
yes.
It all belongs to him, amen. All of it belongs to him, amen. I'm so grateful to always come back among the family. No matter where I go, I don't forget the family. And it's always good to have the opportunities to be with the family at least once a year. It's been a little bit more frequent in recent years, but anyway, I'll take everything that God has. Anytime that I can be around the family, that'll be good. Amen. Yes. It's good to see all the brothers here tonight, men of God that I grew up with. yeah, men of God. Amen. When you can tell people that you've known men of God and women of God for almost a half century. Yeah, that's, you all do know that's about where we are now, don't you? Yeah, yeah, we've known each other about a half century. I'm just trying to, you know, frame it within a description where it doesn't sound so long. But yeah, half century, just about. We've been together. For some of you, you've been together even more than that, more than a half century. But God has kept us, and we're yet pursuing the King and his purpose. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm so thrilled that you're here tonight. Yeah. Yeah. I see my brother and sisters back. Yeah. Isn't that all right? Yeah, it's okay. I hope Lena don't mind me telling this. I dropped a little note on Facebook when I heard that Apostle Ezekiel and Lena was getting married. I said, now I can stop sweating. I can take it easy. I said, because now I don't have to have false prophet named to me. Because some years ago, and I'm sure you remember that, it was one of those occasions, and I try not to be Cupid. I don't want to be the church Cupid.
No.
No, if you're going to get into it on your own without my help. But there are occasions that the Lord, you know, will release the prophetic word just to encourage someone. Now, I didn't know who. I didn't say who it was going to be. I don't get into that. But the word of the Lord to her was that God was going to give her a husband. And we can say in year 2017, she's got a man.
Yeah.
Is that all right? Yeah. Amen. And I'm so delighted for both of you.
Yes.
I really am. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My longtime armor bearers are here with me tonight, Arnaldo and Susan Perez. Most of you know them. They've been with me over 30 years themselves. Amen. Yeah. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? You see, when you tell people that this is my best friend and you only knew him 6 months, come on. There's a little something wrong with that. You got to change best friends every 6 months or change armor bearers every 6 months. Now, I got a message, just let me visit with you for a minute or two. I'll get into the word, okay? But I got a message from Estonia, and Pastor Dan, they said, don't you have a son that you can send over here to us because we need help here in Estonia? And I've been going to Estonia, many of you know, for a number of years, conducting apostolic schools of ministry and really just planting the seed for a new season of reformation in Europe, which is badly needed. Europe at one time was the heartbeat and the center. Well, there's Twala. My God. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? She can stay with you? Okay, all right. So anyway, there was the heart of reformation. So, and then that reformation crossed the Atlantic Ocean, came into, of course, North America. And then the second great reformation, United States was really a center of that, beginning in Los Angeles, the West Coast, and it came back east and went across the Atlantic Ocean back to places like Europe and Africa and into South America. But what you find is that when the torch moves, that oftentimes the place that it once started in becomes really a dungeon of darkness. And Europe essentially has become that. But I see the wind of the Holy Spirit beginning to move again, the breath of God breathing on people, and they're becoming alive again, and there are some new reformers that are being awakened in places that you would think not. Estonia is just a very small country, a population of about 2.5 million people. And yet God would take the time to visit a nation like that, that literally had been destroyed by that whole Soviet system. But yet God would go there and begin to breathe life into those people again. And Apostle Leon Brown from Anchorage, Alaska, and I, we went there for several years. And now they have begun a local church. And that was our aim from the beginning, was that a local church would be erected, really, stand up out of the ashes of what they had gone through. And God would begin to do a new thing. And so they asked me, they said, "Don't you have a son that's ready that you could send us?" Now, you have to read tongues. You got to learn how to interpret tongues. Because if you don't learn how to interpret tongues, you're going to miss some messages. Now, what they were asking me really was, "Can't you come?" But you know, they framed it in a way, can't you send a son? And I said, "Well, I only got one son that's ready. And he just retired." And every time I say that, he starts laughing. I said, "I'm like Paul when he said about Timothy, he said, 'I'm going to send you Timothy, and he'll remind you of all of my ways in Christ.'" That's a true son. A son is not just somebody who connects to you and calls you dad or father or pop. Uh-uh. A son will remind you, all of us, of his father's ways in Christ. And so I'm not sure what all is going to happen there, but it seems like that this year I'll probably have to make another trip over there once again to help establish the work there. And we'll be going back into Trinidad and Tobago. I haven't been there since 1985, 32 years ago. It was there that the Lord dealt with me about going to Florida and settled the issue in my own heart. And we moved there in January of 1986. And also we'll go back to South Africa in September to a number of different places, then back into Canada this year as well for the first time since 2001. So this seems to be a busy period and season, but it's needful, it's very needful, because many people are awakening, regardless of what you see as the confusion that may exist in earth and all the loud talk. See, you don't pay the loud talk any attention. You got to listen to the still small voice of the Lord. That's what you must hear. And if you hear that, you'll hear what the heartbeat of God is and what he's doing. Because the bottom line is, he is accomplishing everything that he's determined to accomplish. Not one single word is going to go back to him unfulfilled. Come on, he already told us that in Isaiah, that his word cannot return back to him void. That means unfulfilled. And then the object lesson that he gave us is just as the rain, and you take any of the precipitation that comes and waters the earth and all the vegetation, it accomplishes exactly what it was sent to do. And I know that the word of the Lord equally will accomplish what it is sent to do. Now, anytime that you exalt your word above your name,